So cast your mind back a few, well, it feels like a few months ago, but it was only last month back in October anyway. One of the award winners for our local hero awards at Chester's D Radio was a little Poppy. And first of all, we're talking to Sharon, who is Poppy's mum. Hello.
Hi.
So give us a bit of background and set up the scene about Poppy and all of her fundraising and all that kind of stuff, if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay, so her fundraising started when she was about five. She's always suffered with bowel issues and gastro issues since she was a baby, and was recently referred over to Alder Hey just before she was five. And we met a lot of people over there, and we made a lot of friends, and there was someone in particular that particularly caught her attention at the time, who also had a lot of gastro issues, and said she wanted to raise money for children with poorly tummies, the same as her, and she wanted to walk to Chester Zoo. So this happened when she was five and a half maybe. So we walked from Ellesmereport to Chester Zoo. And we raised about £3,000 for that. And basically, it's just escalated from there. We've done fun days, we've done, say sporting events. We've climbed up, she's climbed up the stairs for the equivalent to Snowdon. She's walked up Movama. But the main thing is with Poppy, she's got not only gastro issues, but she has mobility issues as well. So these challenges that she does, it takes a massive toll on her, and it takes an awful lot of effort for her to do it. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, she likes to say, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything you want, really. And then obviously we've got the less tiring events, which are our fun days that we do and our Christmas toy appeals.
Oh, fantastic. Poppy's there with you now, isn't she?
Yes, yep.
Hello, Poppy, you all right?
Hi.
So, you're a bit of a local celebrity, you are, around these parts, doing all this bit of fundraising that you're doing. How do you feel about people knowing you and making you into this bit of a local celebrity? Because you do all this good stuff for other charities.
Very happy and thankful.
So what's next in the calendar for you, then? What's your next big thing you've got planned?
I think we're doing a Christmas toy appeal.
But as a fun day.
As a fun day.
All right, so how is that going to work then, and where is this happening?
Whitby Sports Club.
Whitby Sports Club. And what people have got to come to you with toys, and then you're going to donate them to other children, is that right?
Yeah.
That's a fantastic idea. Whose idea was to do all of these challenges anyway and all this fundraising? Was it yours, Poppy?
Mine and Mum's.
Oh, fantastic. Let's go back to Mum, Sharon, for a second. How do you fit all of this in with being Mum and school and whatever else is going on?
It can be very tiring, but it's also really rewarding. And obviously seeing the effort that Poppy puts into it, especially like when we do our toy appeals and she hands over the toys or gifts or whatever that we collect, you know, that you can see the sense of pride in her face as well, and it literally just makes it all worthwhile.
It's amazing that everything that Poppy's been through, and then she's got all that energy and all that caring in her heart to go, you know what, I'm going to do it for other people. That's just
definitely.
Amazing. Absolutely.
Definitely. I think that's what it is, because obviously she's been there herself, and she knows how deliberating and how miserable it can be to be stuck and confined to your bed in a hospital room where, you know, you've got nothing that's your own there. And obviously makes it worse, especially over Christmas time, which is why she tends to, like, this is her fifth Christmas toy appeal.
A fifth one already,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My days. Right, so the Christmas Toy Appeal Fun Day, bring a toy to donate. I'm reading the poster right here, which we're going to share on our social media page and on our website. Sunday, 11th of December, 12 till 4, at Whitby Sports Club and Social Club in Ellesmere Port. Is that right?
Yep.
Have I got all that detail correct?
Yeah, you've got all that right. We're going to have lots of stalls there, lots of, like, things that, you know, personalised things that you can buy for little Christmas gifts. We're going to have a face painter, bouncy castle, which I also need to say thank you to Chester City Frames, because they've actually sponsored the bouncy castle for the day. And we're going to have a fire engine and police car there as well.
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic full day, family fun day, full day, I should have said.
Yeah.
So, I see on here there's cake, by the way.
Yeah, cake is in a cake stall, so you'll have to buy it.
If there's cake going, I'll probably turn up myself, to be honest. I like cake. Oh, fantastic. Sharon, you are incredible. Poppy, you are even more incredible. Poppy, what a genuine person you are. And well done to everything that you've done, despite your own your own struggles yourself, anyway.
I think she just wants to say it as well, about a week after she received the Child of Courage Award from yourselves, where else did you go?
London.
What was this for?
BCYA medal.
And what is that?
You got honoured.
Honoured.
So it's a recognised for her contributions to society.
Wow.
So she now has post-nominal BCYA after her name.
Wow. That's letters after your name.
Honoured in Westminster.
Oh, fantastic. What an achievement as well.
Yeah.
You must definitely be brimming with pride, Sharon, aren't you?
Oh, but literally every time. Every time I just look at her and I just beam. I am so proud of her. And so is her dad as well.
Where can people find out more about Poppy's fundraising and what's coming up next and all that kind of stuff?
Okay, do you want to tell them?
Yes. Poppy Power on Facebook.
So can you say that again?
Poppy Power on Facebook.
Poppy Power on Facebook. We'll share that link as well on our website pages, all right?
Fantastic, yeah.
Fabulous. And as a little teaser, by the way, we are planning something, aren't we, Sharon, in the new year?
We really are. It's quite exciting.
Yes.
I think people need to listen out for, especially around about Valentine's.
Yes, it involves me, it involves yourselves, and the Valentine's period. That's all we're going to say.
That's all we need to say.
Yeah. More details to come in 2023.
Definitely.
I'm a little bit nervous. Anyway, right, okay, brilliant. Full details of everything about Poppy Power can be found on our social media bases on our website. Sharon and Poppy, well done. And thank you very much for chatting to me.
Thank you so much for letting us.
You.
Fantastic.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.